This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. 77th International Human Rights Day being marked across the country. Prime Minister Susila Karki reaffirms government's commitment to fair elections and justice. President Ramchandra Porwal calls for human rights friendly election on 5th of March. 100 political parties register for proportional electoral system. Lumini Lions taking on Kathmandu Gurkhas in eliminator of NPL today, and Australia bans social media for children under 16. Now the news in detail. The 77th International Human Rights Day is being marked across the country today with various programs. Addressing a program organized by the National Human Rights Commission on the occasion, Prime Minister Susila Karki said the protection of human rights is the state's primary responsibility and reiterated the government's firm commitment to it. Calling corruption the biggest challenge to human rights, the Prime Minister said the government will act strictly against it, noting that corruption deprives the poor and vulnerable of their fundamental rights. The Prime Minister also praised the role of youth in promoting transparency through digital media and said the government is ready to safeguard digital rights and privacy at the policy level. Prime Minister Karki said preparations are underway to ensure that the upcoming elections are clean, fair, economical and technology friendly, and urged all sides to cooperate. She reaffirmed the government's commitment to conclude transitional justice in a victim-friendly manner and to strengthen the National Human Rights Commission. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Porwal has stressed the need for cooperation from all sides to make the March 5th election human rights friendly and strengthen the democratic system. In a message issued on the occasion of the 77th Human Rights Day today, President Porwal said the political developments after the Gen Z movement are being closely watched at home and abroad. He called for positive roles from the government, political parties, civil society, youth campaigners and the general public. The President said Nepal must further strengthen the implementation of fundamental rights guaranteed by the Constitution in line with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Likewise, Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav had said the Gen Z movement shows that human rights are yet to be fully guaranteed in Nepal. In a message on Human Rights Day, he stressed the need for equality, justice, good governance and concrete steps to ensure the rights of marginalized communities. The Election Commission has received applications from 100 political parties to contest the proportional representation system for the upcoming House of Representatives election. The registration period ran from the 7th to 9th of December. The applicants include parties contesting with both joint and single election symbols. The Commission will review the applications and aims to approve them by Friday. The closed list for proportional representation must be submitted on the 28th and 29th of December, with the primary list published on the 19th of January. The final list will be released on the 3rd of February. Of the 275 House seats, 165 will be elected directly and 110 through proportional representation. Meanwhile, with 85 days remaining for the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has started reviewing the condition and convenience of polling centres across the country. The Election Commission said the review will focus on making polling centres more accessible to voters. During the process, the voters' list will also be cross-checked and any missing details will be collected and corrected at the respective polling centres. The review will continue until Friday. More than 6,000 trees in Mohotari districts will be removed for the East-West Highway Expansion Project. Rajesh Kumar Das, chief of the project's Stern section, said the decision was approved by the Division Forest Office, the Department of Forest and Soil Conservation, and the Ministry of Forest and Environment. Across Motari, Dhanusa and Sarlai, more than 11,500 trees are said to be cut. The highway will be widened to 6 lanes in urban areas and 4 lanes elsewhere. Tree felling has begun in Dhanusa and Sarlai and will start soon in Motari. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news dates. Australia has become the first country in the world to ban children under 16 from using social media as concerns grow over the impact of online platforms on children's health and safety. The new law came into effect at midnight on Wednesday. According to the BBC, under the law, 10 major platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat and Reddit, are prohibited from allowing Australian users under 16 to create or maintain accounts. Companies that fail to comply face fine of up to $33 million. Platforms will be required to use age verification technologies such as facial recognition and government-issued identification. The government said the move is necessary to protect children from harmful content, including bullying, sexual material and violence driven by predatory algorithms. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called it a proud moment for Australia. However, major technology firms and free speech groups have criticized the law, while parents and child rights advocates have welcomed it. The Australian government has admitted the ban will not be perfect and that some teenagers may try to bypass the system. Fighting between Thailand and Cambodia has continued for a third day, with cross-border shelling and air raids forcing more than 500,000 civilians to flee their homes. According to Al Jazeera, both sides accused each other of restarting the conflict on Wednesday. At least 11 soldiers and civilians have been killed so far. The Thai military said rockets fired from Cambodia landed near a hospital in Surin, forcing patients and staff to take shelter in a bunker. In Cambodia, the Ministry of Defense said more than 101,000 people have been evacuated to safe shelters and relatives' homes in 5 provinces. Cambodian media also reported that Thai F-16 fighter jets carried out airstrikes in 2 areas, while shelling continued in 3 other locations. Now sports update. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Lumini Lions are playing the eliminatory match of the second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL today. The match will be held at the Tribhuvan University International Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur at 4 p.m. Kathmandu Gurkhas finished 3rd on the point table, while Lumini Lions secured 4th place. Earlier in the league stage, Kathmandu defeated Lumini by 22 runs. The winner of today's match will face Biratnagar Kings in the second qualifier tomorrow, and the winner of the second qualifier will take on Sudhir Pashchim Royals in the final. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of Koshi and Gundaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 77th International Human Rights Day being marked across the country. Prime Minister Susila Karki reaffirms the government's commitment to fair elections and justice. President Ramchandra Powell calls for human rights-friendly elections on 5th of March. 100 political parties register for proportional electoral system. Lumini Lions taking on Kathmandu Gurkhas in eliminatory of NPL today. And Australia bans social media for children under 16. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.